Or did you store hay?
Yes, we stored hay up there. And we had another big crib, and it had to have the partition, and we put hay in the back of it, and then we put the other kinds of feed and the horse's harness and saddles and things like that in there, so we would store hay in another place. Our barn loft wasn't really big enough to store too much hay.
What did the loft of the barn look like? Did it have doors on the
No, it was just closed on the ends, and the whole front was open because we had from the loft down came, there was this porch thing, only there was no floor. And it came from over the barn and it came out. Well, the loft went from there up through, and there was no doors, it was just open.
I see. And they could throw hay up in there?
Oh, yes, out in the wagons. And you want me to tell you why that was there? That was to keep the cow fertilizing. It was built up about this high. And they picked up all the droppings, you know, from the cows.
Oh, they did?
See, that's why they kept them pinned at night. That was used to plant crops with.
I didn't realize that.
So that's where they stored the fertilizer called it. Manure, call it
that. Mm-hmm. I know, I've never heard those.
And it was built this high. Yes, and in the spring of the year, they went in there and they took hose and they broke that up, rubberized it. It would dry, you know, through the winter months. And they would load that on the wagons and go to the fields, and that's all we used. And chicken. We had chickens, and we had a chicken house. And we used, that was all cleaned out in the spring. That was for Mama's garden.
It was safe. Away from our area, the chicken
house. The chicken house was on the opposite side of the house.
Was there a building or a part of the building where you stored grain other than corn? Did you have really any grain that you used?
No, we only had corn and maybe oats.
I want to hear it. The granary.
I've heard that we didn't have what it was called. No.
Are there any around here?
Well, there's silos, and I think that's something the same now. Mr. used to, my husband built a silo for him out in one of his fields.
Was the silo above ground?
Yes. They throw the silage, you know, over through the way his was, over through it in some way, and then it came, the cows would feed through, you know, they would, I don't really know, they ground it. But some way he had his ground and he'd throw it over in this silage. It wasn't any taller than this house, and they'd pull it out there on the big wagons. And then they fed it some way. They pour syrup. They bought a special kind of molasses, it was, and poured over that. And they ate that through the winter months. You know, he had a big pastures of cows. White face.
Are molasses and syrup the same thing?
No.
What's the difference in
it? Well, I don't know. Molasses is black. It is. I guess it's just, it isn't refined. I would think.
Is one thicker than the other?
Yeah, molasses is thicker than syrup.
And we're talking about hay and mowing hay. Did your family grow hay or mow hay?
Oh, yes.
Or when they gathered it up. Now, I know that now they mow it and they kind of bale it all in one operation.
Yes.
But back in the older days, did they gather it up in piles out in the field?
Haystacks.
Now those were out in the field.
Yeah.
All right, now have you ever heard of the hay rack?
Yes, I've heard of hay racks. And we had them. And the cows eat, you know, through it. You just take, ours were shaped like this, three corners. You know, be like this would be two, and then the other one, probably, I guess that'd be diamond shaped.